From the Department of Work Distribution, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Recently, two ladies from our department were in New York City, Bryant Park to be specific, actually the southwest corner of Bryant Park to be very specific. Anyway, Lindsay and Olga were there in New York celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with Latino Art Beat. They interviewed Don Rossi, president of Latino Art Beat, at the Southwest Airlines porch.
Hi, this is Olga Romero from the Southwest Porch at New York City. We are here celebrating today Hispanic Heritage Month, and we just partnered with Latino Art Beat, and we are doing an art show, we are doing some salsa, and we're just having a great time celebrating the Latino culture here in New York City.
And who are we about to interview, Olga?
Well, we are about to interview Mr. Don Rossi. He's the president of Latino Art Beat.
Okay, let's go find out what Don has to say. I'm with Don Rossi, the president of Latino Art Beat today in New York City at the Southwest Porch. Mr. Rossi, can you tell me a little bit about what Latino Art Beat is?
Yes, I'd be very happy to. Latino Art Beat is a national program for high school visual artists. And we offer a competition once a year, and the theme is about what Hispanic heritage and culture means to me. We offer this in Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago, Miami, and Washington, D.C., and as this is Hispanic Heritage Month, this is the time that our organization sort of shines on a national basis. We've done a huge event in Washington, D.C. We had about 1,000 people there. We have an enormous art gallery display up at the D.C. Historical Society. In Los Angeles, about 10 days ago, I did an unveiling of the front window in the Grove of the Nordstrom stores. And Nordstrom is also one of our national partners. And they're featuring all our first place winners' artwork replicas in 20 cities across the United States. Then that brings us to Houston, which was this week, and we had a very nice awards presentation there, mayor's office, Department of Schools, and I was very excited about coming here to Bryant Park in New York City because we're very anxious to open New York as our sixth city. So with the partnership with Southwest Airlines, which we love dearly, and you've been with us for a couple years, it's making it possible for us to be able to service all of these communities. Now, the whole text of the competition is to encourage kids to stay in high school, graduate high school, and then by the award of scholarships, we get them into college. So we are making a difference in the very large Hispanic dropout rate. We have a good working relationship with the U.S. Department of Education and also the United States Conference of Mayors. So we've got the organizations that support what we do. We have the financial support of Nordstrom's and Southwest Airlines, and it's a successful program. So successful that I'm proud to announce that we've now given out more than $3 million in scholarship support to young kids across the U.S.
And that's from when?
Well, we started in 1998. But we surpassed the $1 million mark in 2004. So since four to now, we've given out an additional $2 or $2.5 million. But the beginning days, we were giving out $3,000 a year, then $50,000, then $100,000, then $300,000. So we'll reach the $10 million mark a lot quicker than we reached the $3 million mark.
And you're based in Chicago.
We're a Chicago-based organization. Okay. And we have partnerships in each of the cities that we're in. So we partner with the local museums or art organizations, and then that's our logistical arm. And the program is officially presented through the mayor's office in each city in collaboration with the Department of Education.
Wow. That's a lot going on.
Yes, it is. A lot of traveling. We meet a lot of kids. We get about 2,000 applicants a year. Of those 2,000, we hand out about 60 awards. And those awards could be anywhere from $1,000 to the national winner this year. We choose local winners in all of the five regions, and then from those local winners, we also select the national winner. This year's national winner is going to break all records. We're actually awarding her $128,000.
Wow. She can almost afford Harvard.
Close. She's attending the Maryland Institute College of Art, which is the oldest art college in the United States, and then they've been a partner of Latino Art Beats for about 6 years now.
Okay.
And it's all the academic partnerships, the commercial support, and the government support that we have to make the program possible. We are a 501c3, which means we're non-for-profit. And in addition to that, we're an all-volunteer organization.
Wow.
So nobody gets paid, including the president. We're all volunteers.
Fantastic.
We're all volunteers.
Wow. And is the winner here today the national winner?
The national winner is actually in Baltimore today. She couldn't come down. But we have one of our winners from Miami from this year who is now attending Cooper Union here in New York.
Wow.
And we're going to be presenting her with a scholarship award from Southwest Airlines Forge here in Bryant Park, New York City.
Is the winning painting here?
The winning painting is here.
Okay.
And that is the national winner.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Which was done by Catherine Ordonez. And she is formerly from the New World School of the Arts, which is a dedicated art high school. And that high school turns out some very talented kids every year. And that piece is going to be featured on a commemorative art poster calendar, which will be unveiled at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. in January. It's on all of our print material. It's on our website. It's in Nordstrom stores. And it's at some Southwest Airlines gates.
Wow.
So it's all over the place.
That's the best an artist can hope for is national exposure. So
and recognition. And recognition in areas where it would be impossible for a high school kid to get their artwork. Now, I was very impressed last week as I was traveling through Chicago. I was in my car and I passed a newspaper kiosk and I noticed an image of the national winner and sitting in one of these kiosks. And I said, well, all right, I had to stop the car. I get out of the car. It was the whole front page of the largest bilingual newspaper in Chicago called Extra. And they did a feature story on Latino Artbeat. We had 5 pages in their issue. So I guess you can say that Latino Artbeat has arrived.
Yes, it's come a long way.
It has.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Rossi, for coming out and representing Latino Artbeat. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm so glad Southwest Airlines is able to be a small part of that organization.
Southwest Airlines has been a marvelous partner. Everyone who we've met through all of the cities are always so cooperative, very friendly people. I love flying the airline, not to patronize Southwest, but you have some crazy stewardesses.
You do.
Who sing and dance and...
They like to be called flight attendants. So.
Yes. Okay. All right. And they are. And they are. We're very thankful for the partnership, and it does work for both of us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. What a beautiful day for our work.
I love New
York. A better setting. So.
It's the fall, and it's a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lindsay and Olga, for helping me out with this week's episode. And that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.